The From the Hip Podcast presents the Ice Storm Trilogy. And now, here's part two.
Now, I await the fate, or await an appointment to determine the fate of my knee from an orthopedic surgeon. Now, this particular orthopedic surgeon that I requested for one reason. Well, two reasons. Number one, I heard he's good. I want someone good working on me. The second reason I requested him is because he shares something with me. Shares something with me the average person that I run into on a day-to-day basis doesn't share with me. What is it? It's something as old as time that bonds people together that sometimes, unfortunately, people fight wars over. But mostly, in my case, I find a deep kinship with this particular trait that we share, this orthopedic surgeon and I. Something important to me. Something, if you've listened to this show, you know. Are you ready? He is also Hungarian. Yes, there's a very successful and well-respected orthopedic surgeon in Thunder Bay who is Hungarian, and his name is Puskas, or Puskas, as my mostly non-Hungarian friends pronounce his name. Several people I know have had friends or relatives or even themselves get work done by him on them. The problem is that to see this guy, it takes a long time. Now, what do? Do I use my clout as a fellow Hungarian to call him? Call up the secretary and drop the hint that I am a fellow countryman? Maybe this doesn't even matter to him. Maybe he doesn't care that I'm a fellow Hungarian. I have to wait the long line of people who have been struck by careless fellow soccer players on the field and have had their happy soccer time ripped away from them. That's what happened to me. I kind of feel angry at that person that did that to me, even though I know that he would never have done it intentionally, knowing a few steps before him running into me that I would get injured, he would have gladly slammed his cleats into the ground and dug up the earth rather than hit me. But he did hit me. He did cause me pain. Good morning.
Another beautiful day by the looks of things.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Well, you're damn right.
I know this person. I've known this person for a long time. It wasn't intentional. I know it. But it did happen. And I can't help but feel anger, resentment. And I want this person to know what suffering it's caused. I've put on weight because I haven't been able to play soccer. Psychologically, I do not have that outlet of smashing the ball into the back of the net with my left or right foot because I can shoot with both feet. Having that stripped away from me has changed me. It's made me an angry person because I don't have that outlet. Sorry. I could feel a heckle, Jekyll and Hyde transformation coming on here. But most of all, it's stripped away my usual form of exercise. And it's been tough. All kidding aside, it's been very tough. Let's get back to the orthopedic surgeon. So I'm left wondering, should I call? I don't want to be a pest. You don't want to piss off anybody like the secretary by calling. Hey, what's up? It's been 2.5 months. Haven't heard from you. What's going on? Now, if you get on their bad side, the gatekeeper's bad side, that's not good either, right? I had a friend who was in with the Legends. She suggested I schmooze with the secretary and try to get on her good side, because she might push it up. Now, here's the other thing, though. What is he going to do? I don't know if you're familiar with what happens when you get worked in on your knee. There's lots of different things that could happen. If you have a loose piece of cartilage floating around there that keeps getting caught, which kind of sounds like mine, they go in there with a scope, special camera, tiny little cute scissors on the edge of some sort of steel device, very thin device. I don't know if it's steel, it's probably not, but, and they snip it off. And there's a lot of people that end up literally within the next few days feeling no pain. There's a problem with that. If you're the type of person who wants to keep playing sports, you are now slamming your knee with a reduced amount of cartilage, which is effectively cutting back the amount of time you're going to be able to play soccer in the future. Or any sport for that matter. So is that the way you want to go? Because I cannot stand the thought of getting my knee replaced. Yowzers! Oh, like, you do realize what that entails. This same person, by the way, that I mentioned from the Legends, Lorraine, she's had 2 knee replacements. That's a massive amount of surgery, man. Cutting off your tibia or fibula or whatever, bulla, and then inserting these titanium terminator-like rods into your... Wow. Like, no. Don't want that, baby. Don't want that. Then there's the surgery where they could sew up the meniscus again and hope that it heals. Because the meniscus, if you think of the meniscus, it's like a C-shaped cartilage. There's one on the inside of your knee. There's one on the outside of your knee. They kind of overlap. But the edges of the meniscus have good circulation. There's blood vessels there. The inside of your meniscus, there is very poor circulation. So that's where you could run into trouble. It won't heal if it's on the inside of the meniscus. But if it's on the outside of the meniscus, it could heal. Not sure where mine is. I have a horizontal tear in my meniscus, kind of a pancake tear, if you picture that. Like day to day, like right now, no pain. No pain. But if there was some sort of a confidence gauge in my knee, I would tell you right now it's at about 60%. I just feel it's not stable. It's not able to bear weight like the other knee. And I would feel very uncomfortable doing a couple of things. Number one, taking a big step like a lunge onto the right knee. I do not feel that the knee would be able to support it. And pushing off as in a running style, I would not be able to do it. So that's where I'm left. What do I do? I don't know if you're able to reach out and let me know what you think. But if you can, let me know. Should I call this guy? Should I befriend the secretary? At Twitter, I'm ALBERTHATHAZI. Thanks for listening to the From the Hip Podcast. I'm gone.